This was a really weird but scary experience for me. I worked at a morgue a few years back. I'd also like to mention that this was the last time I smoked weed. Just throwing that in there. Anyway, on my way to work, one day I smoked a blunt. I bought the weed from some random guy, not my usual person. Anyways, this was actually my first day out of training, and they trusted me to be by myself. It was around 2 p.m. when I got to work, and everything started off normal. I hated the smell of that place, though. We had a good amount of bodies stacked up there, and I was working on one. I turned around for a few seconds while looking for a tool, and I heard a moan from behind me. I paused for a second and remembered that some bodies still have air in them, and the air continues to come out, and the bodies will still make noises and sometimes move. I gathered myself, turned around, and now the man on the table, his eyes were wide open, as if he were looking at me. I paused once again and told myself that this is normal. At this point, it's starting to get dark outside and it starts raining by coincidence. I know this sounds like a cliche horror story, but it really did happen. My anxiety was an all-time high, so I took a break. I had the munchies, so I decided to snack on a bag of chips. Then I heard something in the hallway. I couldn't tell what it was. At this time, I had the sweats, but I wasn't hot, but I was also really hungry. I got up to see what that was in the hallway. Then I heard something. It stopped me in my tracks before I reached the door. I stopped and I thought, I'm here by myself. I got the courage to walk into the hallway. When I turned the corner, I saw one of the bodies standing at the end of the hallway. I froze and I just stood there. This felt like a scary movie, but at this point I would be yelling for the person to run, but I couldn't move. I thought to myself, am I tripping right now? The body started walking toward me and I backed up. I rubbed my eyes for a few seconds, then I looked back down the hallway and the guy was gone. Again, I stood there for a few more seconds. Out of nowhere, every door in the building opened with force, and at the same time, that laugh again. I ran out of there so fast and called my boss. He laughed at me and came in while I sat in my car. He checked the building and everything seemed normal. I quit right there on the spot. I don't know. Maybe I was blazed, but the fear I felt was real. I know I haven't smoked since then or ever worked with dead bodies.
I got this great job working at a hospital. I really got to do something that I enjoy. Taking care of others has always been a passion of mine, but I work on one of the hardest floors, the cancer floor. We always have the same patients, and not a whole lot of them make it. This makes my job hard in a lot of ways. You could probably guess that I've seen my fair share of death since I started here. Anyway, I work the night shift, and at night, it can be a little creepy when you have to go to the morgue. One night, me and a coworker were taking someone down to the morgue. Now, let me explain. Our morgue is a little freezer box that is in the basement, and it smells horrible. Plus, it has a ramp to get into it. So she and I wheel the body down there, and we push it up the ramp. And then we begin to argue over who is going to push the body inside. Of course, I lose, so I swing the freezer door open, and I push in the body. Then I slam the door shut. We start to fill out our paperwork, when we both look up at each other. She says to me, "Did you hear that?" I said, "I think so." We both turn and look at the door. The two of us got cold chills, and the hairs on our arms were standing straight up. It sounded like someone was crying. We froze, turned, and looked at each other, then ran out. Halfway down the hall, she asked if I really heard what she did, and I told her yes. I really didn't know what to think, so I was telling one of my friends, who was a nurse on our floor, the story. She tells me that she has had similar things happen to her in the morgue. To this day, I will not go alone, and I always try to get out of going at all. We also have a tradition on our floor that when someone passes away, we open the window so the soul of that person is not trapped in the hospital to roam. I'm not making this up. It truly happened. If you don't believe me, I don't care. I know, and so does everyone else who works there.
This story took place about 3 years ago. I started my new job working at a morgue that was about 3 miles to the countryside. For the first week, everything went fine. I got shown around the building, you know, how everything works, and I understood my job. That was until I met the guy who used to deliver the bodies to the morgue. His name was Kenny. I first met him on the elevator. We shook hands and he made an inappropriate joke. He also stunk of smoke, had long greasy hair, bad yellow teeth, and a faded, poorly drawn tattoo of a snake on his forearm. My first thought that he was just weird. I figured I would only see him from time to time when he delivered the bodies. That wasn't the case, however. As he would come up into the building and talk to the staff, apparently he had worked there for years and knew everybody. I asked a few staff members about him, and they kind of just shrugged him off as being eccentric. It was like I was the only one who saw through that. He would joke around with most people, but when it came to me, it was like he was a different person. The first time we met, he would make inappropriate jokes towards me. He would joke about the dead bodies that got delivered, and make crude comments about the way the people died, and actually found it funny. One night, however, I was working on a body when I decided to take a little break. When I returned, I found the body was off the table and propped up against the wall. I almost had a heart attack. And then Kenny jumped out from the corner, screaming and grabbing my shoulder, shaking me violently. Then he stopped and laughed, telling me how good he got me, and my reaction was hilarious. This was the last straw, and I had enough and reported this to my superiors. My complaint was backed up by the footage from the CCTV cameras. The next evening, as I arrived into work, I saw Kenny walking down the corridor, and he didn't have his weird grin on his face. His look was much more disturbing. He looked furious, like he was a different person. He passed by me while giving me the worst stare I've ever seen. I was told later that he had been fired. I was a little bit surprised. I didn't know what they would do. I didn't know they would fire him exactly, but I was kind of relieved. That night, I finished work around 3 a.m. and got into my car to drive home. As soon as I pulled out, another car started up from across the parking lot and started to instantly tailgate me. Like I said, the building was located in the country, so there were no other cars on the road. At first, I didn't know who this was. I pulled over to see if the car would keep going, but as soon as I pulled over, the car slammed on its brakes. That was when Kenny came running out of his car and over to mine, yanking on the door handle as hard as he could, while banging on the window screaming for me to get out of the car. I thought he was going to rip the door off and kill me. I quickly started my car back up and drove off as fast as I could. I saw Kenny get into his car. For some reason, he didn't chase me. I'm not sure if his car wouldn't start or he just decided not to pursue me. Either way, I was relieved. I later informed my superior of what happened. I didn't find out what happened, whether the police were involved or what, but I never saw Kenny again after that. Thinking what might have happened if somehow Kenny did manage to open my door keeps me awake at night.
My brother is a mortician at a facility in New York, and one night when I was visiting, he asked if I wanted to go to work with him so I wouldn't be alone in his house. I reluctantly said yes. What's the worst that can happen, right? Boy, was I wrong. To start off with, this place was creepy as hell. Dark and smelled funny. He said it was normal, and it was probably the smell of the formaldehyde. So I just ignored it. After a little time of chit-chatting and catching up, he told me that he needed to get to work, but that I could stay in the little adjoined office and watch some TV. And so, that's exactly what I did for a little bit. The entrance to the morgue had swinging doors, and you could hear when someone was coming in or out of them He came to check on me a few times, so I heard them. After a few hours of being by myself, I started to doze off, when the sudden sound of the doors woke me up. Expecting for my brother to walk in and greet me, there was nothing. Again, I started to fall asleep, and yet again, the loud doors went off. You couldn't tell if someone was coming in or out, but they kept on swinging and didn't stop. Thinking my brother was playing a joke on me, I got up and went to tell him to stop, but to my surprise, there was only a little girl standing there, playing by the doors, pushing them. "Hi," I told her. She looked at me and didn't say a word. One of the things that caught my eye was a pretty blue dress with a pink ribbon that she was wearing. "Your dress is pretty, and the bow makes it stand out." Again, no reply. She looked down and started to run the opposite way, towards a lonesome hall. I thought the kid belonged to another employee, so I went back to my chair and sat down. A couple of hours later, when my brother's shift was over, he finally woke me up to go back to his place. As we were driving, I started to tell him about the doors and the little girl with the cute blue dress and big pink ribbon. He slammed the brakes. "What the hell? Why did you break?" he told me with a chilling look on his face. "Last night I did an autopsy on a little girl that drowned. She was wearing a blue dress with a big pink ribbon." My blood ran cold, and I've never been to work with my brother ever again.